Okay, now it's time to talk about how you can pinpoint the most profitable product. One of the best places you can start is over on clickbank.com. Here we are on this site. This site has over 100,000 ClickBank affiliates, and there are over 10,000 products listed right on this site, digital products you can find and start earning from. So let's go in right away and see how we can find the most profitable products. What you need to do is go to clickbank.com and then click on this here where it says Marketplace. Once you've clicked on Marketplace, that is going to load up the marketplace for that, for this particular site. It's going to show you all the different products. You can see here the categories. You've got business to business, health and fitness, home and family, computing and internet, etc., etc. What we're going to focus on for the sake of this video is dog training. We're going to see if we can find dog training information in here. So let's click, we'll go into sports and recreation. We'll try this. Okay, now there's some sites down here you can see, kind of muscle sites, that type of thing. What I'm going to put in is going to do a search for dog. Just going to see what turns up. So as you can see, we've now got a series of results all related to dog training, golden retrievers, the dog training system, dog training on demand, secrets to control dog barking, dog agility, all that kind of stuff. What you've got to look for are, these are ranked, okay? ClickBank ranks these in a particular order and it uses various criteria. Let me take you through these very, very quickly. This tells you the dollar amount per sale. How much are you going to make every time you make a sale? This, in this case, you're going to make $33. In this one, you're only going to make $4. So it's showing you how much per sale you can expect to make. It shows you the percentage. What is the percentage commission? This referred is how much of the overall traffic of this site is actually referred through affiliates. In this case, it's only 30%. And then you have a gravity score. The higher the gravity score, basically the more unique affiliates, or the higher the number of unique affiliates that have actually earned money from this in the recent past few weeks and months. The way that this system works is it always ranks the sites highest that have generated the most sales recently. Now, they're not going to reveal the exact formula, but that is a general rule. So when you're looking for products, it's normally better to go for products that are at the top. The only thing I would say about that is if you only ever go for products that are right at the top, you're going to be competing with a lot of different people, because this system does not tell you, okay, what it does not show you is how many other affiliates are actually competing for this business. So there can often be value in going for number two, number three, or number four sites. So that's a good way that you can actually find products using clickbank.com, get into the marketplace. You can use all these categories and search buttons down here, search all these things. Over 10,000 products listed right in here. Once you've found a product, you need to do more research. Okay, you've got to go off and check out the affiliate program for that product. What kind of tools are you getting? Is there any follow-up that this product is offering to prospects? You know, when you're sending people here, you want to make sure that you're going to make a sale. Okay, there's no point just sending traffic and, you know, the site that you're sending it to not doing anything with that traffic. You've got to make sure that they're following up, that they're sending, you know, free information, they're giving value and moving people along this chain, you know, from here where they land on the site here, step one, moving them along to step two where they actually buy. Okay, where they actually buy. There's no point you just sending the traffic and, you know, the site not actually moving them along this line. You've got to be careful. You've got to go and do some research. Okay, another great way that you can find products is to subscribe to newsletters within your particular marketplace. Now, an easy way to do this, let me just show you what I've done here. I've just gone to google.com and just typed in the market, so we're talking about dog training, subscribe, okay? Just the word subscribe. This is going to turn up a load of dog training sites that have the word subscribe in them as well. So you can see here, subscribe to our free course, subscribe to our newsletter, subscribe to my free weekly video dog training newsletter, etc., etc. You can see them all down here. Now, what I recommend you do is set up a Gmail account. That's a Google Mail account. If you just go to gmail.com, you get a free email account. You can get another free email account at hotmail.com. But get an account that you just use for this purpose. Because what you want to do is go off and you sign up here, pick my name and go through and do that for Gmail. But you go off and you sign up to as many newsletters in your particular marketplace as possible. And you're doing that for a couple of reasons. You want to actually learn what these guys are doing, how they're promoting. Because there's going to be two types of sites that you subscribe to. One is going to be an affiliate site like you, somebody like you that is going out there trying to make money by recommending other products. The other type of site is going to be somebody that they actually own the product. They are the product owner, okay? They are the product owner. And you want to know how they're actually promoting their product, the type of products in the marketplace. Now, generally, all it's going to take you is to go off and subscribe to sort of 20 of these newsletters, get into your free email account that you've set up, and go out and check out these things. Now, you don't need to read them word for word, but what it will do is it will give you a flavor. You'll start to notice trends. You'll start to say, all right, most people are recommending this product, or, you know, I've seen a lot of newsletters that are talking about this particular dog training product, and you'll start to see a trend. An upward trend of, okay, this product, number one, this is probably the best product to promote. A lot of people talking about this. Product number two, this might be a good one to look at, and so on. It gives you a flavor for the marketplace. No point just diving into this, you know, and expecting to get the money right up front. It's not going to happen. You've got to put in a little bit of research, even if it's just an hour or so, just to go off and sign up to a lot of these, these newsletters, these e-zines, and see what people are doing, actually find out what they're doing. Another cool way that you can find out what to promote and pinpoint the most profitable products is to see what people are advertising at. If we just scroll over here in google.com, these are the adverts, okay? This is what the sponsored links, people have paid to get listed on here, okay? Rather than over this side where it's the organic, what they call the organic results, which is the free listings, these are paid listings. So what you can do is go off and check out these sites. Now you can just copy the link, you know, you just copy it like that. If I can do that properly. Right click, copy, rather than click on the link and costing these guys money. But you can go off and check out these products. You know, what are these products like? If people, you know, as a rule of thumb, if people are spending money to advertise these products over here, it's probably, you know, it's probably a good sign, smiley face for you time, because it means that they're profitable. You know, if people are spending money on this ad to send people to this site, it must mean in the long term that it is generating money for them, so it's probably worth you checking out. So a combination of these things is going to work. You know, use the ClickBank Marketplace, do a bit of research in Google, join these different newsletters, have a look at the sponsored listings, see what is being advertised. Something else you can do, and by the way, I'm going through this really, really quickly for you. You know, don't think that this is, you know, kind of basic stuff. I mean, yes, at a certain level it's simple, but it's not easy to go and do this. You know, you do need to spend a little bit of time going off and researching this, finding your market, you know, spending that time looking at what people are advertising, looking at some of the newsletters that are out there, joining them, seeing what they're promoting, getting into ClickBank, analyzing that marketplace, seeing what products are there. Something else you can do is go to the Open Directory or DMOZ. .com. It's the site here, DMOZ.com. What you can use this site for is, this is a directory, it's one of the largest human edited directories on the web. And what you can do is you can use this site to find forums. Okay, if I can just write over the top here, forums, bulletin boards. This is where your end customers are going to live. You need to go in there, join forums, and find out what people are talking about, what frustrations they've got. You'll find out what products they've bought, what problems they have, what challenges they have. That's going to help you pinpoint the most profitable products, because the most profitable products are going to be the products that solve the biggest problems for the people in your marketplace. And this tool is going to help you find those people. So let me use, then, for you right now, the example of dog training. I want to find a load of dog training forums. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to click in recreation. We will now go through, break down level by level, and we'll get into dog training, and then we'll see what forums there are. So here we are in recreation. You can see all these categories down here. There's one here. I don't know if you can see that. It's probably pretty small, but it says pets. We're now going here. There's an area called dogs. Scroll down. From almost every category that you get to at this level, you'll then find these sections at the bottom, chats and forums. We click on that, chats and forums, and you can now see all the chat areas, chat websites, bulletin boards for dogs. What you need to do is go and join some of these. Become a member. lurk, okay, be a lurker, watch, you know, use your eyes on this thing and actually see what people are doing. What are they doing? You know, what are they interested in? What challenges have they got? What products are they buying? What products are they whinging about? What products are they complaining about? What products are they talking about? What issues have they got? What are the website owners themselves actually promoting? Because if these guys are getting thousands of people a week, you know, and they're monetizing their site, they have probably already gone through the journey that you want to go through and find the best actual affiliate products and the most profitable products to promote. Find out. This is your market right here. This, my friend, is the goal. This is the money. Go in. Find out this stuff. Join these forums. Now, you can see in this particular example, just for dog training, you might think this is a bit narrow. But look at this. We've got results for American Pit Bull Terrier chat forums, Australian Shepherd forums, German Shepherd Dog forums. I mean, it's just insane. You can find this for anything. Okay, so this is a great way that you can go off and you can actually do some research on the affiliate program and the best affiliate products to promote. Now, we've looked at, let me just very quickly recap and I'll give you one final important point on this. We've looked at the Clickbank.com marketplace, spoken about the gravity. Remember the gravity, the commission you get and the actual amount of money you're getting. We then looked at, you know, the Google results, getting subscribed to these things, get yourself a free email account at gmail.com or hotmail.com. Then also go over and look at the adverts. What are people promoting? Maybe some of these affiliate products are, you know, a great way for you to make money. They might be the best products to promote right off the bat. Then get over to demos.com and find these particular, you know, the chat forums for your particular area. Just drill down from this, find a category, drilling down till you find the chat forums. But that's not it. That is not it, because you're also going to have to go off and check out what the affiliate program is like. There's no point just sending people to a site. You've got to make sure, as I said, that people are following up, they're doing the work for you. You've got them to the site. It's their job to then take them along what I call this river of doubt. From here, where they first land on the site, across this river of doubt. Okay, there's a river of doubt where the prospect lands here. Step one, they land on the site. They don't know anything about the person. They don't know anything about the product. They don't trust them. Whatever. They've got to get over this river of doubt to the other side where they will buy. And you need to make sure that the person whose product you are recommending is using stepping stones to get people across this river of doubt. What are stepping stones? Any form of information, really. You need to make sure that they're giving them this information to get over that river of doubt. You know, a free course, a free video, a free report, something that is going to get them from when you send them to the site, from here all the way over here to here, where they actually trust the person enough, understand them enough, and are enthused and encouraged and excited enough to actually spend money, buy the product, and give you a commission. How do you do that? Well, you need to go and look at the affiliate program. This is an affiliate program for a dog training website. Let me just show you what they've done here. Right off the bat, you've got the affiliate link. That's pretty cool. So you've got the link. You can just go off and start promoting. But look at the stuff that they're actually giving you as an affiliate. You're getting sample articles. You can go off and use this article. All you simply do is whack in your affiliate link there, and you're up and running. Again, another article. You've then got some autoresponder emails. These are emails that are already written by the product owner that you can use and send out to your list. Again, the affiliate link, you just put in your affiliate link. Another email there that you can send. You've then got newsletter emails. Look at all this content. And then you've got banner ads. This site has actually created images that you can use, dump on your site with a link. Off you go. All these banner ads. You've then got text link ads. If you just want to place a simple text link, they've done all the work for you. This is brilliant. This is absolutely perfect. This is what you need. This is a massive smiley face, okay, because this saves you the work. You can do all the research and find a product that you think is cool, but if it doesn't give you this stuff, you've got to go and create all this stuff yourself, and you don't want to be doing that. You've got to make sure that it's already written, so make sure you're bearing that in mind when you're choosing an affiliate program. I'm going to give you more on that in one of the later videos. But until then, that's it for this video. So get yourself off, go through this stuff, get to clickbank.com, do the research, go to google.com, join the newsletters, get a free email account, look at the adverts, see what people are promoting. Join the newsletters, see what they're promoting there, see what people's challenges are. Get to demos.com, go and do the research and find your forums, join the forums, do some lurking, get into the mindset and into the shoes of the people that are in your marketplace, the people you're selling to. You need to understand them. Get into their mindset, and then finally, when you do find affiliate programs, get over and check them out. What are they actually giving you? Are they doing doing the work for you, they're giving you links, they're giving you the articles, they're giving you the autoresponder stuff, they're giving you the signatures, they're giving you banners. If not, don't bother with them, because it's going to be far too much work for you to go off and do that. That's it for this video. I'll see you on the next video.